I don't know which I woke up with battling for space in my mind more, that Mukundava Madhava Yadava Hari tune of Gauravani's yesterday, or that incredible tune that Madhava pulled out of the spiritual world and gave us last night. I mean, this is really nectar. So we're going to start the morning off with His Holiness Radhanath Swami giving us Srimad Bhagavatam class, followed, of course, by breakfast. As Sachinandana Swami mentioned yesterday, we are requesting you to be a little more timely about your meal times and getting back here on time. So we're going to start right off on time at 9 o'clock after breakfast. So without any further ado, His Holiness Radhanath Swami.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Vidhi Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Vidhi Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana. Yamuna Thira Panasari. Yamuna Thira Panasari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Vidhi Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Vidhi Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana. Yamuna Thira Jaya Radha Madhava ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Om Shukha Paramhamsa Paripurachaka Acharya Sahasrotra Sutra Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananti Koti Vaishna Vrinda ki jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Prem Sikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyam Kund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan ki jai. Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Sri Navadvip Mayapur Dham ki jai. Sri Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai. Sri Dwarka Dham ki jai. Sri Mathura Dham ki jai. Ganga Mayi ki jai. Yamuna Mayi ki jai. Bhakti Devi ki jai. Tulasi Devi ki jai. Samadeya Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gopremanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Svasyastu Vishvasya Kala Prasidatam. Jayantu Bhutani Shivam Midhodhiya. Manascha Patram Bajathada Dhoksache. Abhishyatham no matirapya hoituki. Svasyastu Vishvasya Kala Prasidatam. Dhyayantu Bhutani Shivam Mitodhiya. Manascha Patram Bajathada Dhoksache. Aveshyatham no matirapya hoituki. Svasyastu Vishvasya Kala Prasidatam. Jayantu Bhutani Shivam Mitodhiya. Manascha Patram Bajathada Dhoksache. Aveshyatham no matirapya hoituki. Auspiciousness, astu, let there be, Vishvasya, of the entire universe, Kalta, the envious, almost everyone, Proceed the tongue. Let them be
pacified.
Kayandu. Let them consider. Bhutani.
All the living entities.
Shivam. Auspiciousness. Mitta. Mutual. Dhyā. By their intelligence. Mana. The mind. Cha. And. Adram. Calmness. Bhajatat. Let it experience. Adhokshaje. In the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is beyond the perception of mind, intelligence, and senses. Abhishyatam. Let it be absorbed. Na. Our. Mati. Intelligence. Api. Indeed. Ahoyituki. Without any motive. May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga, for by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The following verse describes a Vaishnava. Vansha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya eva cha patithanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Just like a desire tree, a Vaishnava can fulfill all the desires of anyone who takes shelter of his lotus feet. Prahlad Maharaj is a typical Vaishnava. He prays not for himself, but for all living entities, the gentle, the envious, and the mischievous. He always thought of the welfare of mischievous persons like his father, Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj did not ask for anything for himself. Rather, he prayed for the Lord to excuse his demoniac father. This is the attitude of a Vaishnava, who always thinks of the welfare of the entire universe. Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Dharma are meant for persons who are completely free of envy. Parama Nirmatsaranam. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays in this verse, Kala Prasidatam, may all the envious persons be pacified. The material world is full of envious persons. But if one frees himself of envy, he becomes liberal in his social dealings and can think of others' welfare. Anyone who takes up Krishna consciousness and engages himself completely in the service of the Lord cleanses his mind of all envy. Manascha bhadram bhajatad adhokshaje. Therefore, we should pray to Lord Narasimhadev to sit in our hearts. We should pray, Bahir Narasimho Kridaye Narasimha. Let Lord Narasimhadev sit in the core of my heart, killing all bad propensities. Let my mind become clean so that I may peacefully worship the Lord and bring peace to the entire world. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given us a very fine purport in this regard. Whenever one offers a prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one always requests some benediction from him. Even pure Niskama devotees pray for some benediction, as instructed by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastakam. Ayinanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Mam Vishame Bhavam Buddha Kripaya Tapapata Panka Jastita Duli Sadrisam Vichintaya. O son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna, I am your eternal servitor. Yet somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from the ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. In another prayer, Lord Chaitanya says, Manma janmani janmaneshwari bhavatar bhaktya rahoyita ki twai. Life after life, kindly let me have unalloyed love and devotion at your lordship's lotus feet. When Prahlad Maharaj chants, Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya, he prays for a benediction from the Lord. But because he is also an exalted Vaishnava, he wants nothing for his personal sense gratification. The first desire expressed in his prayer is Swasyastu Vishwasya. Let there be good fortune throughout the entire universe. Prahlad Maharaj thus requested the Lord to be merciful to everyone, including his father, a most envious person. According to Chanakya Pandit, there are two kinds of envious living entities. One is a snake, and the other is a man like Hiranyakashipu, who is by nature envious of everyone, even of his father or son. Hiranyakashipu was envious of his little son Prahlad. But Prahlad Maharaj asked benediction for the benefit of his father. Hiranyakashipu was very envious of devotees. But Prahlad wished that his father and other demons like him would give up their envious nature by the grace of the Lord and stop harassing devotees. Kala prasiditam. The difficulty is that kala, envious living entities, is rarely pacified. The difficulty is that the kala, envious living entity, is rarely pacified. One kind of kala, the snake, can be pacified simply by mantras or by the action of a particular herb. Mantro sadi basha sapa kalakena nivargate. An envious person, however, cannot be pacified by any means. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that all envious persons may undergo a change of heart and think of the welfare of others. If the Krishna consciousness movement spreads all over the world, and if by the grace of Krishna everyone accepts it, the thinking of envious persons will change. Everyone will think of the welfare of others. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays, Shivam Mitho Dhiya,
In material activities, everyone is envious of others. But in Krishna consciousness, no one is envious of anyone else. Everyone thinks of the welfare of others. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that everyone's mind may become gentle by being fixed to the lotus feet of Krishna. Vajatad Adhokshaje, as indicated elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, Savai Mana Krishna Padaravindayo, and as advised by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 1865, Man Mana Bhavamad Bhapta, one should constantly think of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Then one's mind will certainly be cleansed. Cheto Dharapana Marjanam. Materialists always think of sense gratification. But Prahlad Maharaj prays that the Lord's mercy will change their minds and they will stop thinking of sense gratification. If they think of Krishna always, everything will be all right. Some people argue that if everyone thought of Krishna in that way, the whole universe will be vacated because everyone would go back home, back to Godhead. However, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that this is impossible because the living entities are innumerable. If one set of living entities are actually delivered by the Krishna consciousness movement, another set will fill the entire universe. Om Agyantinidandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharune Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Asvatya Deshadharine Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Krishna
Krishna Hare 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 Rama
Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Beginning class, let us offer a prayer to one young devotee, Ishan, who met an accident here and is in quite critical condition. This verse that we're reading today was given to me by His Holiness Niranjan Swami Maharaj. Just by the nature of this verse, we can also understand the nature of Maharaj's heart. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 18, entitled The Residence of Jambodwipa, Offer Prayers, text number 9. Shukadeva Goswami is speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. How in this universe there is a planet called Haribarsha, where Prahlad Maharaj resides, and there he worships his beloved Lord Narasimha Dev. And it describes that all the residents of Haribarsha follow in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. One great personality can transform so many people's lives. In this case, the residents of an entire planet. That is the power of Prahlad. Shukadeva Goswami is telling us that along with Prahlad, all the residents of Haribarsha are offering these particular prayers that we are reading today to Lord Narasimha. First, they are offering obeisances to him. Then they are praying to Lord Narasimhadev to reside within their hearts and kill the demonic desires that are there. Lust, anger, greed, arrogance, envy. These are the great impediments to pure devotional service. And even the greatest Mahajans like Prahlad teach us that no one, however advanced we may think we are, has any real power over these weapons of Maya. It is only by taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by His grace, that we can rise above them. So they are praying in their liberated condition, Lord Narasimhadev, please remove the envy and all of its counterparts from my heart. And in today's verse, they are praying for the happiness of all living beings within the universe. This is very much the essential principle of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. We read about Vasudev Dutt. He prayed to Lord Chaitanya in Puri, I only have one thing to ask you, and I really believe you can fulfill my prayer. Let all living beings be liberated and happy. Let me take the karma, the sinful reactions of every entity in the universe on my own head, and let me suffer perpetually, so that they could be happy. Lord Chaitanya is Paramatma. He's within the heart of Vasudev Dutta. He's not only hearing his words, but he's hearing his truest, deepest desire. Lord Chaitanya became choked up. Can you imagine the power of a devotee to make the absolute truth choked up and unable to speak? And when Lord Chaitanya finally did speak, he said, this is not a surprise that you are asking for this, because you are Prahlad Maharaj.
So this is our parampara. And it's very interesting, this year is the 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada boarding the Jaladuta, August 13th, 1965, from Calcutta. The 50th anniversary of when he arrived in America to establish Lord Chaitanya's mission all over the world. This year is also the 500th anniversary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visiting Vrindavan in the month of Kartik. It is a very special year. And it is special for us because it helps to induce a meditation, an appreciation, and a commitment to what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his parampara, and what Srila Prabhupada represents. It is said that Lord Chaitanya, he is the personification of the Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, Srila Prabhupada, when he was at Radha Damodar Temple in Vrindavan, preparing himself for his life mission, actually, I believe it was 43 years after he received the order from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada that Srila Prabhupada actually boarded the Jaladuta. But for the years previous to that, he was preparing. And it was his idea that if he had a translation of the first canto with purports of Srimad Bhagavatam, that will be the basis of his mission. Books are the basis. One time I was speaking with Brahmananda Prabhu, and he told me that Prabhupada said to him, when he came off the Jaladuta, he looked right, he looked left, he didn't see anyone there for him. But he felt complete confidence because he knew he had the order of his guru, he had the holy name of Krishna, and he had boxes of Srimad Bhagavatam to distribute. While Srila Prabhupada was at Radha Damodar Temple, he begins the Srimad Bhagavatam by telling a summary of the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Lord Chaitanya descended into this world, Sri Krishna, with the Mahabhava of Sri Radha, playing the role of a devotee to teach us how to actually practice Krishna consciousness. To teach us practically how to live the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. So before even giving us the Bhagavad Purana, Srila Prabhupada is showing us how to practice through Lord Chaitanya's teaching. And this was very much Lord Chaitanya's spirit. That as long as we are obsessed with our own selfish desires to be fulfilled, we are greatly impeded. Srila Prabhupada told us, when he was asked, what can we do to repay you? He said, receive what I have given you. That means to sincerely follow his instructions, to chant at least 16 rounds every day the Maha Mantra, to follow the regulative principles, to help to spread this movement. He said, just accept what I have given you and share it with others. Because to the degree we actually come into this mood of feeling the compassion of others, or understanding Srila Prabhupada's compassion for others, and trying to assist him, then our own problems become insignificant. They actually don't even exist. In giving, we receive, it is said. And to the highest, deepest, most intimate level, that principle is what Krishna consciousness is. Srila Prabhupada is describing in this purport the nature of envy. There's one recording of Srila Prabhupada giving a lecture from the first verse of Bhagavad Gita. Dhritarashtra Uvacha Dharma Kshetre Kuru Kshetre. And Srila Prabhupada explains that in this material world, the basic principle is envy. That potential is so strong within everyone. And it is from that foundational anartha of envy that all other qualities that cause such suffering to ourselves and others are emanating. And Srila Prabhupada is explaining a very high standard that we should all take extremely seriously. He's telling us here a very simple definition of what a Vaishnava is. A Vaishnava is one who has no envy. Now, on one level, a Vaishnava is anyone who wears Kanti Mala and Tilak and chants Hare Krishna. That's also there. But truly, a Vaishnava is one who has no envy. And this is repeated again and again. There's one beautiful story where King Pratapa Rudra, he was seriously wanting to have the darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to surrender his life to serve him. But Lord Chaitanya rejected him for various social reasons. To set an example, but also to show the world who this King Pratapa Rudra really is. Just imagine, he's the king of an entire empire. No one is equal to or greater than the king socially. He's the wealthiest, he's the most powerful, and he doesn't even have to run for election. For life. And here's this Swami that comes to Puri. And King Pratapa Rudra says, I want to meet him. He says, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, meeting a king is like drinking poison for me. Now, most kings would have probably said, off with his head. Who is he to talk to the king like this? But King Pratapa Rudra, how did he respond? Well, if he doesn't like me being the king, then I will give up my throne, I will give up my family, I will give up everything and become a beggar. That was his consciousness. And eventually, during the Rath Yatra ceremony, the devotees, they gave so much affection and instruction to the king. Just dress yourself as a simple devotee and go into this garden, and Lord Chaitanya won't recognize you.
and massage his legs and feet because he's going to really be tired from dancing in kirtan all day. And recite these verses of the gopis, the Gopi Gita. That was quite a courageous thing. Just a couple hours before in the Rath Yatra, Lord Chaitanya was dancing. And he was dancing so beautiful in the ecstasy of Sankirtan that all the devotees, they all went into some ecstasies. And they kind of forgot everything around them except just the holy names. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya collapsed and fell right into the arms of King Pratapa Raja. And then he came out of his consciousness of samadhi, and he saw he was in the arms of the king, and he jumped away in total disgust and said, "Abominable, I have been touched by a materialistic person." And King Pratapa Raja was mortified. But the devotees told him, no, he's actually really happy. He's just doing this to set an example. So when they told him, you go in and massage Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, that's quite a brave, he had such faith in the Vaishnavas that he did. And as he was reciting these beautiful verses, Lord Chaitanya was so happy. He was laying down, and he got up and embraced King Pratapa and literally bathed the king with the tears of his love and gratitude. Again and again, he said, "Go on reciting, go on reciting." And finally, Lord Chaitanya said, "You have come and given me so much nectar. Who are you?" Now, this is quite a predicament. You cannot lie to the absolute truth. And at the same time, if he said, "Actually, I'm Maharaj Prataparudra in disguise," that would be very difficult. So he spoke the truth. He said, "I am just the servant of the servant of your servant. And my only desire in life is to be the servant of the servant of your servants." That was his actual feeling of what his identity was. That is how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began the kirtan of Rath Yatra in Puri, by offering that prayer. "I am not a Brahmin, or Kshatriya, or Vaishya, or Shudra, or Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. My true identity is Gopi Bharatur Padakamala Yoradas Das Das Aludas. I'm the servant of the servant of the servant, the Anu, the insignificant little servant of all your servants, the Lord of the Gopis." Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with King Pratapa Raja, he revealed his opulences to him. Not only did he embrace him and bathe him with his tears, but he showed him his form of Krishna. And all the devotees were just outside that little garden watching this. And this is a very important part of this pastime. It describes how the devotees were ecstatic to see King Prataparuja getting such mercy. And there Srila Prabhupada takes another opportunity to give us this message, that this is what a Vaishnava is. They find great happiness seeing another person receiving the mercy of the Lord. They have no envy. Because there were swamis and great scholars and intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya and so many others outside. They could be thinking, God, or they could have been thinking that I wish it was me that Lord Chaitanya was doing this for. Why him? But they were happy. They were happy to see another devotee being blessed. When we find happiness in seeing others making advancement, in seeing others being empowered, in seeing others finding the joy and the blessings of Prabhupada and Krishna, when we find happiness in seeing that, then we can know we're actually becoming Vaishnavas. Paradukadukhi. When other people suffering, we suffer. Other people's progress in spiritual life and the happiness they derive from that is our happiness. According to our acharyas and Srila Prabhupada, that is actually the definition of a Vaishnava. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the only way to understand Krishna is Mahajano Gena Kadasa Panda, by following in the footsteps of the great souls. Prahlad Maharaj is one of the 12 Mahajans who is setting the standard. And among the Mahajans, Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas, they cite his example very prominently in their teachings. Hiranyakashipu was so envious, so hateful, so greedy and arrogant, that he tried in every possible way to intimidate, to terrorize, to blaspheme, and to murder his own son. Little Prahlad was always absorbed in remembering Krishna. He never asked Krishna, save me from being killed. He just remembered Krishna, I'm yours, Sharanagati. Recently, I was asked to give some talks in Dubai. And on my way to one program, we had to go through the largest shopping mall on planet Earth. I'm not used to going through shopping malls. I can't even remember the last time I was in. And it was a Friday night. There were so many people from every part of the world. It was swarming with thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And I'm just trying to get through it, and there's all these very expensive stores everywhere. And I thought it was, they said we have to go through the shopping mall. But it took a long time. But as I was walking, and I was just seeing all these people just everywhere, just, I don't know, I didn't pay too much attention to what they were doing. But I happened to see one thing that I'd like to share with you. There was a little girl, she was about 4 or 5 years old, and she was coming up an escalator, holding the hands of her mother and father, one in each hand. And she was so blissful, she was smiling, and she was dancing, and she was laughing, and then they went into the crowds, and they're going through these massive crowds, and she's just dancing and smiling, and she's so happy. But as a sannyasi, naturally, we have our way of looking at things. So I was seeing how happy she was. And then I imagined, as I was looking at her, what if she lost her mother and father in this crowd? What would her condition be? She would have been totally fearful and miserable.
all these thousands of people all around her, and she's without her mother and father, and she's alone, and she's just there. So the difference between her being completely in misery and very, very happy was that she was feeling the shelter of her mother and father. And that's actually the principle of Krishna consciousness. This material world is really a gigantic shopping mall. Everyone's trying to find some kind of enjoyment and some kind of sense gratification, and they're competing with each other, and they're envious of each other, and they're so much dualities: happiness, distress, honor, dishonor, pleasure, pain, success, victory, health, disease. As His Holiness Satchinanda Maharaj was reminding us during his kirtan yesterday, if we could cry out for Krishna like a little child cries for mother, then we find complete shelter. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar, because Krishna has descended within His name. So little Prahlad was just 5 years old. And he was thrown in pits of snakes, he was thrown in fire, he was submerged in the bottom of oceans, he was thrown off huge mountains. But through remembering Krishna, chanting Krishna's names, like that little girl who was holding her hands, he was happy. And this frustrated Hiranyakashipu the most. Not only could Hiranyakashipu not kill his little baby son, Prahlad, but he couldn't even make him an anxiety. He couldn't even get Prahlad to be mad at him. Prahlad was always nice to him and respectful and always offering obeisances to him. He couldn't make Prahlad unhappy. Hiranyakashipu actually entered, after some time, into a state of intense depression. Tried in every way. And ultimately, just for the pleasure of Prahlad, Hiranyakashipu, when he picked up his sword and he was about to cut off Prahlad's head, he said, "Where is your lord?" Prahlad said, "Everywhere." "Where do you get your power?" "From the same place you get your power, from Krishna." "Well, let us see if he will save you now." From the pillar, not a single day appeared. Just to fulfill the words Prahlad spoke, that the Lord is everywhere. And here, and we know the story of that incredible gastrointestinal surgery that at our Bhaktivedanta hospital, above every operation theater bed, there is a painting of Narasimha Dev going on. It's the last thing they see before they go into their anesthesia state. Because he's the presiding deity of surgery. It was really a successful surgery with Hiranyakashipu. So when the Lord is asking Prahlad, "Any benediction I will give you," he asks nothing for himself. Just let me always remember you. And give my father liberation. And as long as anyone is like my father, envious and forgetful of you in this world, let me remain in this world to help them to love you. And 50 years ago, Srila Prabhupada was so much in this mood when he was just approaching the Boston Harbor. He composed the Marakine Bhagavad Dharma. Personal prayers to Krishna. And these prayers are so special because at that time he had no followers. He didn't even know if anyone was going to be waiting for him necessarily when he arrived. It was a prayer between him and Krishna, completely intimate and personal. Now, for most anyone, if they're 70 years old, they're on a cargo ship. During the voyage of over a month, he had heart attacks, he had seasickness, he had no money. Most people would probably pray, let Krishna, let someone be there to meet me, or something like that. Mahajano Yena Gatasapanta. In the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great associates, he was praying, my Lord, I'm unqualified. I'm most fallen. How will I be able to speak in such a way that they will understand your message? Only if you empower me, only if you speak through me, will I make them happy. These people, they are all completely consumed by the modes of passion and ignorance, trying to be happy in this material existence. Please give me the words to make them really happy in Krishna consciousness. That was his prayer. He didn't know anyone in America. His prayer was for people he didn't even physically know. His prayer was for everyone. Not only in America, but the whole world and the whole universe. And when Srila Prabhupada boarded Javadutta 50 years ago, he was just really doing it to please his guru in a spirit of true compassion. Because sometimes people embark on things because then people will really think, look what he's doing. But for Srila Prabhupada, nobody cared. Can you imagine? He was about to make this great trip. Friday the 13th of August, 1965, he went to go to the Javadutta. Not a single god brother, god sister, sadhu, scholar, anyone came to see him off. There were four people, Bhagavati, who worked for the Scandia cargo ship company, Asain Gupta, and Mr. Ali. Mr. Ali doesn't sound like one of his godbrothers. And his little son, Vrindavan. Four people, that was it. And years later, I was with Vrindavan Chandra's son. I said, what were you thinking when your father was walking up the steps of that old cargo ship? I have 2 minutes, thank you. And he looked down on the floor, the little straw mat in the room we were sitting. And he actually didn't say anything for about 2-3 minutes. And then he looked up at me and he had tears in his eyes. And he said, I was proud of my father. this is a very special time. And this is the only Sadhu Sangha retreat in history that will be on the 50th anniversary of Prabhupada's arrival in America to spread the holy names of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada's great gift to all of us was Krishna's holy name, his books, the Srimad Bhagavatam, limitless opportunities to serve and to make everything possible to follow. Srila Prabhupada has given us the gift of each other. To rise above envy and to truly be the well-wishers of each other. And to chant and to dance together in that spirit. And from the grace that we receive through such true Sankirtan, we will all be empowered to actually develop this mood individually and collectively that we are reading about today, where we are deeply concerned with Srila Prabhupada and our Acharya's hearts, that all living beings could be happy with Krishna. Thank you very much.